The U.S. Supreme Court seemed divided today on the question of geofencing. It is a relatively new and powerful technology that allows police to tap into giant tech databases in order to find out who was in the vicinity of a crime scene. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The technique is called geofencing, and it allows police to draw a virtual geographical fence around a neighborhood where a crime took place. In this case, the crime was an unsolved bank robbery that was ultimately solved by tapping into Google's database to determine the identities of people who were near the bank in the 2 hours before and after the heist. Police did get a warrant in this case, but the warrant was for Google's database. Although the tech company pushed back hard to limit the number of cell phone owner identities it was willing to turn over, the Trump administration maintains that because one-third of Google's customers, some 500 million people, voluntarily signed up for a feature called location history, they have no right to privacy for that information. In oral arguments at the Supreme Court today, most of the justices aimed pointed questions at both sides, with the usual conservative-liberal alignment scrambled like an egg. Lawyer Adam Unikowski, representing the defendant in the case, got this question from conservative Justice Gorsuch.
If we were to rule that there was a voluntary exposure here to Google that allows the government unfettered access, that ruling would pertain equally to email.
That's correct. Essentially, all of your data on the cloud would be exposed to government searches without a warrant.
Liberal Justice Sotomayor asked, what about photos, emails, and calendars? All of it, said Unikowski. Conservative Justice Barrett.
This seems very complicated from the user's point of view. Frankly, you know, I have no idea how my data is stored. Why not just think about this from the perspective of reasonable expectation of privacy?
That prompted Justice Sotomayor to observe that because some people take their phones everywhere,
it'll follow you to a brothel, it'll follow you to a cannabis shop.
And doesn't it share data too, added Barrett?
I feel like I get ads when I'm in particular places. I mean, I need to check my location services settings, plainly.
Representing the Trump administration, Deputy Solicitor General Eric Fagan sought to mollify the geofencing critics. But conservative Chief Justice Roberts seemed skeptical, asking, what's to prevent the government from using this to find out the identities of everybody at a particular church or a particular political organization? Fagan replied this way.
First of all, I don't think that there's any kind of categorical protection around something like a church.
Really? Replied Roberts.
So you don't think there's any constitutional protection from focused surveillance that would cover everybody in the particular location?
First of all, someone doesn't want it known that they're going to a particular place, like an abortion clinic, for example. They don't have to enable location history or keep it on.
Liberal Justice Kagan pushed back, asking where the government draws the line. Supposing, she asked, that the police had picked up the robber's cell signal at his home. When Fagan left that question open, Justice Barrett interjected.
Now you're telling Justice Kagan, really, that if you go into a private home, it wouldn't be a search?
Fagan agreed that would be a tough argument to make, eventually conceding that photos, calendars, and email could only be obtained by police with a warrant. In rebuttal, lawyer Unikowski said he was relieved by that concession, but he noted that revolutionary implications are around the corner.
When, like, AI is monitoring everything we do as opposed to a human being?
Three conservative justices, Alito, Thomas, and Kavanaugh, to one degree or another seemed more on the government's side. But truth be told, this is the last week of oral arguments for this term, and with so little time left, the court likely will try to figure out a narrow decision in the case. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.